Cao Chi laughed out loud.
Excuse me, but I believe I've heard this one before.
There were thuds and shouts from a walkway that Cao Chi hadn't noticed before, running right across the upper sections of the craft berths. Badly aimed energy bolts sparked off the deck and flared against the ramp. Robert glanced over one shoulder, then leapt up at Cao Chi, wrenched the weapon from his hand, thumbed something on its side, and fired off a volley of bolts just as two Shintanil came charging into view. Almost in the same motion, he slapped the hatch controls with his other hand. As the ramp rose up to seal the craft, Robert headed for the pilot console, scarcely pausing to toss the gun into Cao Chi's hands.
"Even Shintanil weapons have safety catches," he said, sitting at the controls. "You can now shoot me if you like, but it might distract me from flying us out of here."
Cao Chi, racked with shame, said nothing as he slumped into one of the hard seats. The deck tilted as the assault craft rose, swung round amid a storm of weapons fire, and moved down the angled launch shaft. Thrusters ignited as the open hull doors loomed and the craft shot out from beneath the Shintanil crypt ship. Robert gave a satisfied nod as he scanned the instruments.
"Just as I hoped. Those dozen interceptors are still trying to engage the Sun-Eye vessel. Both ships have lost control of the asteroid as well, so it should take them a while to clear up the mess. Enough for us to fire up the hyperdrive and trans-tier our way to the Raug system."
He paused.
"And warn them what's on the way. Which just happened to be my orders."
"I see. I see that I have been unduly suspicious. My apologies."
Just then, one of the rescued crewmen waved a hand in the air, face looking as if he had just woken up.
"Can somebody please tell me what the hell's going on?"
Robert grinned and made a gesture inviting Cao Chi to fill the fellow in on current events. Cao Chi sighed, nodded, then moved over and began to explain. Humanity's Fire, Book 3, The Ascendant Stars, by Michael Cobley, read by David Thorpe. Chapter 20, Julia. The datasphere of Earth was a multi-layered phantasmagoria of wildly exotic, near-endless delights. It was also a pitiless sinkhole of corrosive depravity. Ultra-commercial illusions and callous delusions, all cunningly crafted. And it was an intertwining system of security webs and counter-intrusion nodes, a maze of peril where the promises of deletion was everywhere. And running through it was the Glow, a virtual playground for humanity's Earthbound 10.9 billion, plus the population of the Moon, Mars, the Jovian satellites, and the nomadic mining habs, which added another billion. Arenas, theatres, battlefields, art installations, historical subworlds, stocks and speculation crucibles, sensuality extravaganzas, word-by-word political drama, sport of every kind, wildlife of every kind, refinements of every kind, fripperies and trivia of every conceivable shade of irrelevance, and all available in a deluge of unrestrained abundance. From the moment they arrived at the edge of the datasphere, in the auxiliary buffer of a mothballed weathersat orbiting Mars, Harry warned her to keep her wits about her.